AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After losing in yesterday's Republican primary, Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney says she's thinking about running for president. Cheney's loss was due to her opposition of former President Donald Trump.
Let us resolve that we will stand together, Republicans, Democrats, and independents, against those who would destroy our republic.
Cheney is one of the leaders of the committee investigating the Capitol riot. In New Hampshire, former Vice President Mike Pence is urging fellow Republicans to stop lashing out at the FBI over the search of former President Trump's Florida home last week.
Our party stands with the men and women who serve on the thin blue line at the federal and state and local level. And these attacks on the FBI must stop. Calls to defund the FBI are just as wrong as calls to defund the police.
The government says the pace of sales at retailers was unchanged last month. One retailer in particular is struggling with high inflation.
Target is reporting solid sales for the fiscal second quarter, but its profits plunged nearly 90% after it was forced to slash prices to clear unwanted inventory of clothing, home goods, and other discretionary items. In early June, Target warned that it was canceling orders from suppliers and aggressively cutting prices because of a pronounced spending shift by Americans. Retailers were blindsided by the lightning-fast switch from spending on goods for the home to dinners out, movies, and travel. Adding to that shift is surging inflation. I'm Donna Water.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky announced a shakeup in the agency, including restructuring the communications office and further revamping CDC websites to make the agency's guidance for the public more clear and easier to find. 2 days after firing their manager, the Texas Rangers fired president of baseball operations John Daniels. This is AP News. A man who managed to enter the grounds of Windsor Castle with a crossbow appeared in court.
Jaswant Singh Chahil is being charged under the Treason Act after he told police he wanted to kill the Queen. He has also been charged with threats to kill and possession of an offensive weapon. Chahil was arrested at the royal residence west of London on Christmas Day 2021 when the Queen was staying there. Prosecutors allege the former supermarket worker from Southampton in southern England was wearing a hood and a mask and carrying a loaded crossbow with the safety catch off. After telling a police officer of his intentions, he was handcuffed and arrested. Karen Chamas, London.
Two surfers who sped down Venice's Grand Canal on motorized boards have been identified and the boards confiscated. Mayor Luigi Brugnaro posted a video showing a pair of surfers heading down the famed waterway as the sun rose in the distance. The mayor asked for help, apprehending what he called two overbearing imbeciles who are making a mockery of the city. Ed Donahue, AP News.